Hello and welcome to the Digital Health Leader Podcast, a Chime membership series where we bring you the best of the best in digital health leadership. I'm Russ Branzell, your host for the podcast and the president and CEO of Chime, the College of Healthcare Information Management Executives. It is my privilege to welcome to you our new Chime Trailblazer series, where we meet with and celebrate those digital health leaders who are forging new paths, coming up with new and inspirational ideas, and shaping an industry for the better. These leaders across the industry have proven their talent and determination as they innovate and transform their organizations to meet the moment and shape the future. We're proud to know those leaders and support them here at Chime. Today, we welcome the Enterprise CIO at the Cleveland Clinic Health System, one of the most highly regarded and recognized global healthcare brands in the world. He is a seasoned digital leader, adept at navigating and influencing the highly matrixed organizations that we all have to deal with. His experience spans over 20 years in a variety of healthcare settings, including hospitals, pharmacies, regional oncology and disease management institutions, as well as telecom and energy systems, retail and distribution organizations, and most recently, even in the last few days, a member of the elite Chime Faculty Bootcamp team. So, hey, with that, welcome to the program, Matt Call. Thank you so much for giving us some time.
Thanks for having me, Russ. It's a real pleasure to be here, especially coming out of boot camp. What an experience that was, and I am very proud to be part of that faculty.
Yeah, you know, we put everybody a little bit through that whole trial and tribulations, maybe a little hazing through that process. You know, tell me about what you thought about boot camp. That's kind of a great starter.
You know, when I went through boot camp about 9 years ago, I certainly had a lot to learn. And I'll tell you what, seeing the new people in this last boot camp, it's really impressive the quality of leadership that we have taking us into the future. My colleagues who were also faculty, the instructors were just incredible. The people that you bring to the table for these events, it's remarkable. And you can really tell that, you know, the dedication of the Chime people, board, the dedication of the people who are managing the program, it's really top-notch. And again, I'm pretty honored to have been part of it.
Well, you did a fabulous job, and the students seem to love you. And so the penance for doing a good job is you'll get invited back a lot, and you'll get to do a lot more work. So that's just how these organizations work. And again, we think a great deal about you and how well you did in the program as part of our elite faculty. Hey, let's talk about kind of our industry now. Things are a little bit crazy. We use big terms like we're in disruption and economic turmoil and human capital pain and so many, just adjective after adjective about the bad side of what's happening out there. But, you know, when bad things are presented, that's where opportunity for transformation. I don't really like the word transformation. You know that. We've talked about that. I love the word revolutionize or dramatic change, whatever we want to do. You know, the Cleveland Clinic is renowned for being ahead of the game, for pushing the envelope. And we know that about you as a leader, that, you know, you're not just going to sit around and goof around and say, hey, status quo is just perfect for us. I'd love to hear from your perspective, both personally and maybe from a lens of the Cleveland Clinic as well, where it's really a benchmark for everybody to look at. How do you kind of see this crazy thing going on in healthcare? And whether you call it digital transformation or you just call fixing healthcare, whatever you want to call it, how do you see this and how do you approach it in your organization, approach it from a strategy perspective?
The best part about this kind of Cambrian explosion that's occurring in healthcare right now is that, you know, transformation is probably the wrong word. I think it's reinvention. And we have an incredible amount of liberty as an industry right now because everyone is on the same page that something has to be done. We see new market entrants that are non-traditional. We see other constituents that have been in our industry that are starting to carve away at pieces that have traditionally been health systems. And that gives us an opportunity not only to disrupt ourselves, but to think about what the industry needs to look like and what our services need to look like in the next 5 years. I think we have to take a relentless pursuit on what's good for the patient as a consumer. We've had lots of organizations outside of healthcare that have set the new standard for how people interact with industries and businesses and other things they consume products and services from every day. And healthcare's due to keep up. From the Cleveland Clinic's perspective, you know, what's great about being who we are is first, everyone is operating at the top of their game. They're also highly innovative. We're willing to take risks, and we're willing to be misunderstood by everyone to try things that may shape the future. Something that we've recently done was we partnered with IBM, and we brought the very first large-scale IBM Quantum System 1 to the hospital. It's part of our research effort. And, you know, I got a lot of calls, and people, some said, I can't believe we didn't think about doing that first. And others said, are you crazy? Quantum's not here yet. Well, there were a lot of things that weren't here yet that the Cleveland Clinic invented. Our cardiology program is one that is really bred from doing things that were impossible at one point. And that's how we're looking at this. You know, we have to lead healthcare with our vendor partners and activate that community, with our patient focus groups, with our physicians, to really push the limit on what it is that we can do as an organization to make healthcare easy and remove the friction that we're all kind of accustomed to.
Well, we just talked about it in boot camp, and that is just the massive pressure this industry is under, and the pain that I hear every single week. And I call it the therapy sessions now. It used to just be catching up with my friends. Now I call it therapy session in the industry. You know, you talked about this in boot camp. How do you stay balanced? Where are your outlets? What are the kind of the fun things that you go do, even if they cause a little stress? Because I know one of them may even create a little stress, but it's a relief stress. What are those things you do to unwind or at least disconnect?
Well, I take about 4.5 hours, a couple times a week of quiet time. At least that's what I call it. My wife calls it golf. You know, I've gotten a little closer to my wine collection, and I'm doing a lot of reading. But, you know, for me, I like the challenge, right? Like, I like solving the problem. I've always been lent myself to difficult challenges, and I think, you know, the pressure that we're feeling it doesn't have to be a problem. It's motivation. And frankly, having such well-known pressures in this industry should enable all of us to go and ask for things that typically would be off the table. Able to ask for resources, able to ask for time to experiment, able to ask for additional partnerships, because we're all trying to face this changing industry in a way that keeps us relevant and allows us to continue to bring the care to our patients that they deserve in a way that they want to be met.
So based on that, I mean, that's great thoughts, and you're also a scuba diver, aren't you?
I am.
You know, I don't know of anybody that cell phone works when they're scuba diving. Maybe that's a great way to truly disconnect, because there's probably a way to make your cell phone work when you're scuba diving, but nobody in their right mind would do that.
I put the phone in the golf bag when I'm on the course. It's actually served me pretty well to see that thing just go away for about 4.5 hours. There's an odd sense of withdrawal for about the first 30 minutes, but, you know, that's about the same time the beverage cart shows up and I forget all that.
So. Oh, that's awesome. Well, on a serious note, you are a leader that people look up to, even the students in the class, and even a lot of our faculty that didn't really know you, and they think, ooh, he's the CIO of the Cleveland Clinic, I can't even call him. You're a very approachable person. You're a very down-to-earth, real person. What advice would you give all those other leaders, you know, regardless of their titles, because so many titles right now, forget it. We'll just say they're in charge of stuff. In this way, what would be your, as they try to navigate organizations, maybe are a little less mature than yours, maybe a little less risk accepting, mm-hmm. What advice would you give them as they kind of need to push the envelope in these organizations?
Well, I think that within the effort, you know, having a good plan and being really transparent about your plan and making sure that you put the right amount of effort behind it, it's not about the title and it's not about, you know, what you're going to be able to put out on social media. It's if you put the patient at the center of what you're doing, I think you're gonna make the right decisions. And you know, the titles are fun, but you know, the truth is we're all in this business because there's somebody at the end of what we do that's sick that we want to feel better. And if you keep that in mind, I think it's pretty easy to have a good outcome and get people to trust in what you're doing. The other thing that I would say is make sure that you're utilizing the ecosystem that's around you. Partner with your doctors. I don't know what the doctors in my organization know, and they don't know what I know. And so can we force multiply and create 1 + 1 equaling something more than 2? Because I think that when you have those partners and you have those people who come to the table with you, and the thing that boot camp taught me 9 years ago is building that coalition, bringing that kind of team of teams to bear with the same message that, and working out kind of the things that not everyone's aligned to before you go to the table with your requests. And when it's many people across different areas of the continuum, it's a lot easier for your organizational stakeholders to say yes to your requests. It's a lot easier for people to get behind operationally to get things done.
Well, I would imagine an organization as big and complex as the Cleveland Clinic, you know, and you're not just in Cleveland. You're in Arizona and Florida, both places, is that right? You've got big facilities and probably now relationships scattered everywhere in the world. London,
Abu Dhabi. Wow. We have partnerships in Asia that are just spinning up. It's a pretty broad footprint.
Well, I would imagine with that, on a daily basis, there's not just a small fire, but an inferno that pops up almost on a daily basis. So, you know, even if it's not daily, let's just say frequently, how do you avoid the trap of always in firefighter mode? And now think, how do I think strategically for the next 5 years, 3 years? How do I look out to the future where I can create that vision that I can map to the future with? So you're not just firefighting, you're actually solving a future problem, really getting to the root of it. How do you approach or at least balance those two really tough things?
I think there's two aspects that I would share with you. The first is, I trust my team. I have been able to be incredibly blessed by a group of people who are so dedicated to what we do, who are absolutely experts at their profession. Being able to trust them and entrust the responsibility of continual high-performance operation, reliable to our services to our patients has been enormous. It's really provided the freedom to think, spend time thinking about where we're taking the team so that we can execute on things more reliably. The second element is we treat our environment, our technology environment, exactly the same way that we treat our clinical environment. We treat every outage like a safety event, and we go through the same quality and safety exercises that they go through on the clinical side. It is critically important that when there's an outage, when something happens that was unpredicted or not a desired course that the technology took, we tabletop it. Everything gets an RCA. Everything uses an ITIL practice to put it in the knowledge base so that we grow from it, so that a process or a management compensating control is put in place to ensure that those kind of outages don't happen again. That kind of high reliability that's built into our clinical care is also built into our technical environments.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I've actually never heard of that before, where everything in IT, but I didn't do all that. I would have done a lot of work in my years leading IT. We had a lot of failure back then. So obviously you've worked inside our industry, you've worked outside, you've had mentors, you've had boot camp graduate. You've met a lot of great leaders along the way. You've got an amazing group of friends. I've seen you talking to them here at our event. With all that being said, you know, what can you share with our listeners, to whether they're like the young leaders you spent time with this last week, or even seasoned professionals that need to learn something from you? What's one of those great leadership lessons, or maybe two, that you can share?
I think the most important aspect for a leader is to listen. God gave me two ears and one mouth for a reason. I try to use them proportionately. I think it's really important. You know, the greatest gift that someone can give you is sharing with you what's on their mind. And the greatest gift you can give in return is listening to them. Because what I've learned is that I have insights into a very small amount of information, but the people around me have fill in all the gaps. And you need that to be able to be a leader and to be a kind of cohesive leader across an enterprise, because you can't know everything, not at this scale. The second thing that I would say that is really important is, as a technology leader, as you really want to lever up what you're doing in your role, don't start with technology. Start with the business. I think it's important to understand the operations. You know, we talked a lot this weekend about rounding and spending time kind of in the gimba of what's happening in the clinical space. Go out there, get dirty, spend time with your clinical staff on the front lines, And understand the operations so that you're solving business problems. You're not implementing technology. Technology is the lever. I always make the joke, right? Like, there's no solution that comes with sprinkling digital dust on everything, right? Digital transformation is about transforming the business to meet the consumer in a way that enables them to utilize technology. That's it. And I think for aspiring leaders and the leaders around us, it's really easy to get caught up in shiny objects. But the really good solutions, the best things that we do for our patients start in the clinical space or in the operational space, trying to either remove a friction or add a capability.
So with the little time we've got left in this podcast, Matt, you know, you are now more than ever an integral part of the future of leadership and development as a role model for our leaders at Chime and really for our industry. And as you said, it was just 9 years ago you were in boot camp. I mean, that's a short window to go from kind of trying to figure it out to you are at the pinnacle of leadership in our industry. So, you know, one, what does that kind of responsibility mean to you in the industry? But also, what part do you think Chime plays? What does it mean to you now as a professional, maybe at a different place in your career? You're not necessarily as much as a consumer, as a provider now of that leadership.
I think my responsibility in the industry, aside from our patients, is to continue to train and educate future leaders. If you look at the mission of Cleveland Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic's purpose is to heal the sick and educate the future. I think I have that same responsibility, and that's why it was such a privilege to be part of the Chime faculty. I think that we have to uphold ourselves to a standard that is of using technology for good, being careful about the ways that we implement some of the newer technologies, AI for instance, making sure that we're doing things with the patient in mind and setting that example. As for Chime, you know, I think Chime has been more like a family than an organization. And without Chime, there is absolutely no way that I would have made the career that I have attained today. And I still have a long way to go. But, you know, the truth is, I'm surrounded by people who have already done it. I'm surrounded by people who will take my call, who will share with me things that are important to them and important to the industry, and more than anything, watch my blind spots. That's what makes Chime really great.
Well, that's awesome, Matt. And I will tell you, thank you for being part of the boot camp program last week and sharing into so many young people's lives at different places in their career. Everything from trying to just figure it out to, we had some people that are now trying to figure out transitions with job loss. It was a really interesting class. Thanks for what you're doing for our industry. And thank you for being a role model for so many people. But also just thank you for being a great person, a great human being, and caring about so many other people. If I had one blessing I could bestow on you, it would be that every drive is long and straight. I know both of us usually do one or the other, very rarely both together. And so I would just wish you wonderful golf games because it's your place away. Thanks again for everything, Matt.
Thanks, Russ. Thanks for bringing us together.
Hey, a big thanks to you, our listeners, for tuning into this episode of the Trailblazer series through the Chime Digital Health Leaders podcast. As always, you can visit us on our website, chimecentral.org/media, or Spotify to listen to this or any of our amazing podcasts with top healthcare leaders. Continue to innovate, transform, and create positive change to advance and improve health and care throughout the communities we all serve. For now, stay safe. God bless.